we're learning Siman Samach Zayin, Sif Katan Dalad. So it's only one sif. We did the sif. We didn't finish Mishnah Berurah. So in a case where he's reading Kriya Shema, so he will make the brachas before and afterwards as well. In case he's reading Kriya Shema, he's sofik. So he will make a bracha. Brachas also. I will give the higher person serve the parasha Rishonah who made a raisa. Vashia who made a banan. Vesh made a poskim shesubim rak pasuk Rishon who made a raisa. Koshkan Abroch is the Kuliyama who made Rabbanan. The Sabbath Rabbanan and the Chayzer. So we're going back for all of Shema and also Birchus Kriya Shema. Clearly the Rabbanans. Sabbath Rabbanan is the Kula. Yesh Lomer, can I call you Sabbath Tekanan? So we raised this question yesterday. So Mishabur says, so one, we gave one approach before and now he's giving a second approach. That was the Tekanan. Whenever you read, and you should read with the brachas. Unless there's an exception. Now, if he definitely read the part of the Kriya Shema, which is the Raisa, either the first pasuk or the first paragraph, according to each opinion, and the shadow is only on the rest, ain't tzarach lachzor b'likros. So you do not need the chari. You should not need to go back because that's the sabbat rabbanon. Mi'ab b'simin sabbat dal tziv gimel b'dal mashma shetzarach lachzor. It's mashma. Even in that situation, a person has to go back. So again, we're going to have to fall back to this argument that was part of the Tekanan d'Rabbanan, that in the case of Sovik, you must repeat. I mean, the Chazal can Mesak whatever they want. Chazal can Mesak all Sabbath d'Rabbanan Zal Chumra. Right? They could have been Mesak that also. They weren't Mesak normally Sabbath d'Rabbanan Zal Chumra, but they were Mesak this Sovik d'Rabbanan is the Chumra. Okay, now, he's not sure if he said the third paragraph and or Emes V'Yatziv. His suffix is on the whole, all of it together. So then, that's no question, you must go back. You see, it's Mitzrayim, Chiyavim L'Haskim in a Raisa. Okay, so Misafik, he must go back and mention Yisrael Mitzrayim, Safik Deraisa. However, Achyesh Deish Bezeh, but what, when you are going back and doing it, what do you need to do? That's an argument. Why? Because either Emes V'Yatziv or the last paragraph, both are a valid fulfillment of the Mitzvah Deraisa of Sechas Yisrael Mitzrayim. Oskir Yisrael Mitzrayim. But you don't need both. So once you say one, so it's not a Sabbath d'Oraisa anymore. The Yeshar and the Yemer Parsha sits as Begam Emes V'Yatziv. Some say you say the whole, it's a unit, the Kulachad the Milsi. It's all one unit. Yeshar and Yemer Rak Parsha sits as Begam Emes V'Yatziv, shall scarcely sense its triumph. So you say, so you're not going back because of Kriya Shema, Birchus Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema you said. You're going back because of scarcely sense its triumph. So I say the paragraph of Tzitzis, which has mentions the Sias Mitzrayim in it. I fill my mitzvah the rice of Sears to Sias Mitzrayim. And that's it. Emes Yatziv in Tzarek Lach, you don't need to say Emes Yatziv. So this second opinion that Shagazari agrees with. Kosovo, the Masal is Sabbath Zeba Erev. Shane Day, Mamre Birchus, Parsha Sitzes, Ubirchus Emes Vemuno. So by day we said, okay, we're going to go back and say Parsha Sitzes and not say Emes V'Yatziv. What about at nighttime? He says, I have a choice between saying Parsha Sitzes or rather saying the paragraph of Emes V'Amuno. Scherzer Bermer Emes V'Amuno Vein Tzor Lach Oblikris Parsha Sitzes Misafik. Since the Sitzes Shaboy is not relevant because there's no Mitzvah Sitzes B'Laila, so what's relevant is the scarcity of Mitzrayim. So you'll say Emes Emunah, and that's it. You don't have to say the Parsha Sitzes at all. If you said all three parshas of Shema, your only question is on the, did you say the paragraph of Emes Yatziv or Emes Emuna? So Tavar Chadina, they insert Lachzer B'Lemer Misafik. Both is true by day or night. You don't have to go back. The Kibushar Parshas Sitzes, the Kuliyama Brachos Umir Rabbanon, Shkvar Nizkri Sitzayim and Parshas Sitzes. If you definitely said Parshas Sitzes, you have no subject on the brachas. You have no subject the rice in the brachas anymore. You only have subject the rabbanon, so you don't go back. The Bir Halacha mentions that the Gerua and the Prima Gadim have great difficulty with this din of the Shulchan Aruch. Like any other case, we have a mitzvah and the brachas. We just saw the mitzvah, not the brachas. So why over here is it different? They seem to come out not the Shulchan Aruch. So Mishnah Berurah comes out basically in any case. We have any other argument not to go back? So we would combine the argument of the Gerua and the Prima Gadim and not say the brachas. Okay. Hey, Mishnah Berurah is cutting hay. But if he knows for sure that he said Shema, and his only question is on the brachas, that you don't go back. So Emes Yatziv is interesting paragraph. If you didn't say Parshas Sitzes, so this paragraph is a chiyuv d'oraisa at this point in time. There's no mila over the Parshas Sitzes over the paragraph of Emes Yatziv. If the person, however, once he said Parshas Sitzes, then this paragraph becomes a d'rabbanan. You know for sure that you said Emes Yatziv. You're not sure if you said Shema. That's the Rabbi that Chozer became Raya in the Yael. Same as some adults if hey, Vayim Shem Megadim. So the argument of the Rabbi Pashas is if you said Emes Yatziv, the probabilities are you said it in conjunction with saying Shema beforehand. You didn't skip Shema and just go straight from the logic is not like that. We have the concept before of the Shigur Delishna type of an argument that he's following what he's normally accustomed to do. We have that in regards to if a person is holding my Uchsav Tom, he's not sure if he's in the first paragraph or the second paragraph, so he has to go back to the beginning of the second paragraph. But if he said, "Let the mind yibur yamechem yameinecha," we assume he was doing shiur the lishtan. Probably he said the paragraph beforehand as well. So they're arguing the same thing is true. If you said him as a yatziv, you probably said the paragraph beforehand as well. Fine. Simen samaches shol hafzik b'piyutim b'beisif echo. So the Shulchan Aruch shita is yeshakam b'shem hafzikim b'birchas kriyashma lomer piyutim enochel inleim lomer meshum dahavi hafzik. So we're not so accustomed to doing this, but there is a whole slew of different piyutim which were created by the Paitonim to be said as part of Birchas Kriya Shema, and they would add in different places, different hosafos, etc. They would extend the brachas, Moshe Yom Kippur morning. We changed the bracha. Then some places that we don't do it over here, but the Neman tells. Then they say slach l'goy kadosh b'yayim kadosh. You're like in the middle of Birchas Kriyishma. You're saying chatan mutzareinu slach l'goy, and then it's middle of Birchas Kriyishma. So Rosh Hashanah says don't do it.
Is Muhammad saying you do this every day or just on certain occasions?
No, certain occasions. I mean, he says you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, but
Parshios, you have it in Yom Tovim, etc. So it's called Yotzeris. V'yasharim the Ain Isser B'Dabra. The Ramah says that disagrees and says that it's not considered an Isser to add a piyudim. Mechein Norgim Mechol Makamis Lomrim. The Minig, the Ramah is saying, at least in the Makamis of Ashkenaz, is to say it. V'hameikol V'eino Amram Loi Hivsid. When a person doesn't say that, he's not losing. However, you can't do anything else. You can't stop and learn. You can't speak. A hearer, a person that learns without verbalizing, but rather just thinking. He looks at Sefer and he's thinking. Lesbi Usura, that's not considered a problem of Hefsik. To hear a Lavka Dibra Dami, that thinking is not considered the equivalent of speech for this purpose. We're concerned that he might, by doing so, he might start speaking. So even though Mikra, then you don't have to say, he's saying if you want to be, you know, not say, that's acceptable. But we're concerned that he's sitting there not doing anything, he'll end up being mafsik, which is not considered part of Birchas Krishma. There was this, the chiddush over here is that what they added is considered an extension of Krishma. The Birchas Krishma is not considered a hafsik. That's the chiddush of the Ramah. So that's only true of these things which are at least connect, they're made to be said as part of the tefillah. But if a person Stam wants to start, you know, learning in the middle of Birchas Krishma, that's a hafsik. So therefore it's a better idea just to say with, and therefore you won't get involved in that problem. Finally, come on, Simon Tzadi, Sef Yud. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah Aleph. So some say there's no, it's not Osir, Dein Osir. The Zeh Omer, Makam Shomer Laharach, Ein Moshe Lekatzer, Lekatzer, Ein Moshe Laharach. So the Gemara says over there that if it's, Chazal said a place where you're supposed to say the bracha long, you can't make it short, for sure you can't make it long. So what does that mean? So L'chara, what he's asking, the unspoken question is, basically whatever Chazal said, you can't change. So we're changing, we're adding. So Lo Amru, Tehran says, Lo Amru L'brachas Arukha, Shepoiskos B'baruch, Chayiskos B'baruch, Enem Shal L'katzer, L'shalo L'iftoach, or L'shalo L'achtem. So brachas ketzaris have one bracha. Bracha to Hashem alakim machalom shakol niyabed v'ra. Brachas aruchas have two brachas. They start over. Bracha to Hashem alakim machalom hamav Hashem meinoi. The whole paragraph we said is one long bracha. And bracha to Hashem gemel chasidim tamim lamo yisro. So you have a bracha at the beginning, bracha at the end. Being mekatzer arucha, which you're being mekatzer, would mean you would take out one of the brachas. Either not, would start without a bracha and just end up with a bracha, or vice versa. That means you extend the whole paragraph. That's not the bracha. So that's all the problem. But the actual paragraph itself, the language of the paragraph is up for the discussion. They didn't put in a set amount. You can't say more. You can't say less. So I want to add in a few words, a few tefillahs in the middle. Okay, if it fits in what you're doing, so fine. Dim Kain, if that was what Chazal, when the issue of being the Katz and Merach was very specific to each bracha, exactly how long it would be, we would expect to find recorded in Shas exactly the full language of the text of the whole bracha, and how many words it is, whatever. We don't have anywhere Chazal gave us the full nusach of the bracha of Yetzirah, or the first Birchas Kriyishma, or the second Birchas Kriyishma. We know it's called Avarabba in the Gemara, it's called Avasalim in the Gemara. We know that that you mentioned one or two things, but that's it. I don't know what else it says. So apparently, the basic idea Chazal gave us the fact that we're going to expand the idea is not a problem. Kasa Rama. Perakalam Kriyashma Kola Shadabra Kola Mashadam Beya Shatab Chachamim Barach is a raised at Toya. Because the Mavarach Kamad Beya. A person changes the form of the bracha, so he's considered a Toya and he has to redo it. Kasa Kasa Misha Perakalam Barachas. So Kasa Misha writes, Dafkin Posa Barach Bamakam Shalatikdun Liv Toyach. This halacha that you must do it over is talking about a case where he added a bracha at the beginning of a paragraph where there was not supposed to be a bracha. Avarab, bracha to Hashem alkenu malcholam. Avarab avtonu al Hashem alkenu. You added a whole nusach of bracha beginning of the paragraph. That's oichasim avakam shemar shalalachdim, or the opposite. You ended off with a bracha where you weren't supposed to. A shechitzim ibrachas haaruchos haskolas abracha shemaskelas b'shem malchus. Or shlosayim b'shem. You missed the beginning of a bracha, or the end, you left out the bracha to Hashem. That's when you have to go back. He said basically the thought of the bracha, but in different words. Even though many words are missing, it's still yotzibidiyevit. As long as he had the beginning, Hashem's name and the Malchus, Baruch Hashem, Malchus, Malchus, Lom, somewhere in there, and it had the main point, the idea of the bracha. So the fact that it was missing some words, etc., that you change the words is not going to be ma'akev. Okay, Levada Teva Shaporta Chacham Hashem Malchus. We do have some exceptions. The Chazal specifically said certain things must be said. For example, Chazal said that in benching, you must mention the fact that Hashem gave us a bris and the fact that Hashem gave us Torah. So if a person would leave out those words, that's ma'akev and benching. Masha Baruch, b'chok yoytzeb, that person leaves out Masha Baruch in Shemar Esrei, it's not yoytzeb. Vuba calls it b'magad Aram, b'simen samadal, b'simen kuf pezai. Bir grok chosav ar darama, perak al ben brochus, chosav ben mizet, b'serba da filo b'brocha, ruka, im legomer slef ar brocha, kedino, the guy says that the even though the Rambam says this point in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, he seems to be saying a different din. Even in the case of a bracha ruka, so he started off bracha to Hashem alakel malach olam yitzar barachir shachesh lamarshal kol, right. He left out Baruch Hashem Yotzei Amoreis. According to the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, you're not Yotzei. The Rambam Bracha says you are Yotzei, even though you're missing the Chasima. In my government, some Bracha, because didn't come walking with the Yavad Yosef, because they're Rishon Hashem Mubu Vesim Kupay Zayin Sefal. And there is such an opinion mentioned later on. The Maisa over there in Kuf Pei Zayin, he brings two shitas, whether that's acceptable or not, and the second shita holds that it's not acceptable. He must repeat. He left out the bracha at the end of the paragraph, and he seems to pass like that halacha Maisa over there. Okay, so you're now. A person can't be mafsik and do something else while the tzibur is saying putim. Kozman shetzibur who didn't even feel im kvar gomer who but tzibur putim avrachu who goymed bein perik leperik tam can also lehafsik. Ben perik leperik is also mafsik. So we're afraid that you're allowed to look at a sefer and just without vocalizing any words, just thinking you're allowed to. That's acceptable, but the problem is that many times that leads to speaking. Gimel, Shutayr Kachar Tzalomer. Kishayira Haman Shumistaka B'Sefer, Yibogam Kenadaber. So he explains, it doesn't mean that person himself is going to come to speak. It means other people will watch him, what he's doing, and they're going to speak about their things. I will hear about Amma B'Dibre Torah, Efshad Yisrael Hakol. But if he's not looking at a Sefer, he's just thinking in his head, So they don't know what he's doing, so they're not necessarily going to learn bad habits from him. So then, maybe that's mutter. So general rule that that during Kaddish or Kedusha, a person can't be thinking of something else. He has to be focusing on the words of the Chazan that he responds. Amein or Amein Yeshua Rabba. He's responding to what was said, so he has to really focus. He shouldn't be thinking about something else during Kaddish. He should be focusing on the words of Kaddish. And he said, therefore, because of this concern that he will come to be mafsik, therefore a person should not be parshim in a tzibur, and he should say the piyutim with him. Dalet ein lo'adam umareinu harav chaim bital kosev b'shem harvi. So Chaim Bital writes in the name of the Rizal that shalohaya oimer piyutim pizmanim elamash sidru harishanim kagona keliri sheniskul aderecha emes. That the Rizal felt a certain piyutim, the person who wrote it was familiar with Kabbalah, and it had, it was always kahal, and it was correct based on the concept, the Kabbalistic concepts. It was based on that, so that he would say. But the piyutim which were written by people who were not familiar with the Kabbalistic concepts, and they did not fit correctly into all of the Kabbalah that the Rizal was familiar with, he wouldn't say them. And that reason also, he says that Adon Olam, he would say, he would not say Yigdal, though he felt was not Miyusid on Alder Chemes. But that being said, Reb Chaim Vital's son testified in regards to his father. When he was leading the Tzibur, he was a parshman at Tzibur, and he did say those piyutim, even those piyutim which, according to the Rizal, should have been skipped. So you see, even Reb Chaim Vital had a masor directly from his Rebbe, that Rizal of all people, not to say certain things. He said it anyway because the minigam malkum. So a person should be learned from there limud of how you're supposed to act. Fine. It's not just that it's rishos, but it's a mitzvah. The Shlo writes that when Rabbi Elazar HaKaliri wrote the piyut v'chayis asher heina merubos lakise, so liata esh sivois of ayin shop. He was made, and when he was composed that piyut, the fire of the Esh of the Kisa that he was writing about surrounded him. Again, I haven't really seen the only remnant we have of that piyut is the Minigin Yeshiva. I don't know what the Minigin Yeshul is, but the Minigin Yeshiva is after saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in Rechus Kriyashma, instead of saying Mafafanim, Machayos, Kadosh, Brashkal, Mesasim, Masrafim, they have there's a paragraph of Achayosh Yishareru Vefanim Yishabechu. They say that instead. That's part of the piyut of Vachayis Hashrehenem Rubos, like you said. That's the end part of it. So I don't know where these menhagim come from. Menhagim Shenaga V'Shoshet Tefila L'Kol Yamei and L'Shanos Kol Echem Min Minig Mekaymei. So, but there's different menhagim how a person davens in general. The general nusach atfila that he has, so a person should not change. A person shouldn't change. There were historically different ways to daven. Each person has a Sharon Shemayim. Each Shevet has a Sharon Shemayim that their tefillahs go through. And they, when they were familiar, they would be mechav in their tefillahs that they should be appropriate to whatever their Shevet represented. So there were different menhagim. Then you did not. Ashkenazim is spelling mimas suarim alehepet. Definitely, yotzu yidei chavis atfilo. Diving with somebody, a different nusach is not a problem. Ikar tefila yotze. Now the question is, when you daven with them, how should you daven? Should you follow? You're not leading the tzibur. You're just davening by your seat. So should you daven the sasvard? If you're davening with a minyan, you're davening the sasvard. Should you switch to the sasvard for that day? Or no, I daven the Ashkenazim. I don't have to change. So Moshe's psak basically was anything which is going to be said out loud, you have to do like in the minigam makom. So answering Kaddish, answering Kedusha. So by the Svardim, they answer Kaddish. When the Kaddish says Bricho, they say Amen. So a person's davening there, he should say Amen. He shouldn't say Bricho. He said, but whatever you're saying quietly, the person says Kedusha. So the Kaddish is Shem Chobo Elam. Over here, in this place where you're davening now, it's Naritzko. Naktishoch and Naritzoch, right? So you're saying Naktishoch, you should say Naktishoch, not Nakadesh Shimcho. So that's out loud. That's what Moshe's Psak. Ravadi has a Psak that nowadays, because the different Minhagim have been so well established and the Kehillahs of Klal Yisrael are no longer like they were historically, that there was a specific Malkum with a specific Minig, the people of the city were the people of the city, and now we have these aggregate minyanim, a conglomeration of many, many people from many different places, which there are seven minhagim and klai, so it's not called the shalom being the shalom minhagim makom to say it out loud. And he then says, therefore, even if the minhagim makom is to be makbid, like she's the whole that it's a problem, you're not going to be makbid like that. So I said that might be true, but the Rebbe Einar, the Moshe, the Rav of the Shul, the Rabbi Yeshiva Paschal, that you can't do it. I don't think Rav Avadya was telling you to ignore the psak of the local Rav and saying, I know that you said like that, but there's a rabbi, Eretz Yisrael, says, not like you said, I'm going to ignore, I'm going to undermine your authority here in this shul and do whatever I want. I don't think he meant that. The person wasn't sure. He felt that he was, hell, you could do whatever you want. Okay. I don't think so. Because of Rakh, Ben Hagim, Shinogim, Shoshe, Tvila, Abba Mash, and Iskim, Gemora, Badibre, Hapoiskim, Shalom, the Mehagamora, who Shabbat Kob, and Shus, the Shumadam, Linig, Ben Hagai. What's clearly the Nusach of Mitzad Nusach Gemora, that you have, there's no Machoikas about the Shalas, that they expanded and they expanded and developed other parts of the Tvila. There were multiple Ben Hagim how to do that. The Moshe Dish over here has this long Arichas about the halachas of changing. You're allowed to change from one nusach to the person wants to change from nusach svarad to Ashkenaz, nusach Ashkenaz to svarad, from one to etu to mizrach, etc. So Marshall holds that you're allowed to change from svarad to Ashkenaz, not allowed to change from Ashkenaz to svarad.
Svarad or
svarad? The Nusach Ashkenaz was well established before. Nusach Svarad was based on the Rizal, and the Chassidim came along and created this Nusach Atfila based on the Rizal, different and younger Rizal mentioned, and they changed Nusach Ashkenaz. So Marshall holds that the Iker Nusach was founded in tremendously great people. That was established in Minhag. The fact that people later on changed it, they shouldn't have, but whatever they did, they did. But you can go back to the original Nusach Ashkenaz. He says to go from Ashkenaz to Nusach Edut HaMizrach, Svardi, also is not proper to do, because both of them were concurrent valid Minhagim, historically valid Minhagim. Ravadi Tshuva says you can go from Ashkenaz to Svardi, you can't go from Svardi to Ashkenaz.
So he
holds that the real, the more correct Nusach HaTfila is the Svardi Nusach. And therefore you could switch to that. Everything else is an aberration. The Chazon Ish also passed in like Rav Moshe, to go from Nusach Sfar to Nusach Ashkenaz is mutter, and not vice versa. Okay.
Okay, you can
listen. You didn't come to Shir from a Hasidish Magen Shir. That's your problem. Okay. There is an interesting question which always comes up now. You have a question of a person who doesn't really have a clear nusach. Person about Shuba, what should he do? So basically, you know, doesn't have a clear nusach, he should follow the nusach on the minhag of Makom where he is. You don't have an established nusach, so you follow minhag of Makom. So you daven in a place with daven's Ashkenaz, daven Ashkenaz. Pashas, you know, if you daven in a place with daven's Sfarad, daven's Sfarad. Pasha means your regular place, and once you establish that's what you normally do, you're not mechuv to keep flipping back and forth. Okay, said for many people that, you know, the shiva they learned in, you know. That being said, I think we discussed this, transporting minhagim from Eretz Yisrael, which followed minhag Groh, to Chutz Loretz, where there's a clear, that much is clearly, there was a clear establishment in Chutz Loretz to follow the Ramah, and certain things not like the Groh, you know. Baruch Hashem Lailam Amen V'Amen, right, Marv. That's the nusach of the established nusach in Chutz Loretz is to say it. First of all, I learned in yeshiva for 1 year when I became frum 14 years ago, and therefore my nusach is not to say it. I don't think that's correct. If a person's even when he became frum, he wasn't planning to establish himself there. He was planning to establish himself in America, where there is a civic minig, or Europe, there was a civic minig, but dafka to say it, that would be binding on him. So a person should not be turned parshman at Zibur. Hey, I'm b'magen rum. The pesach shachazal marichim harba b'nigunim. So toib yoser l'arma ha'piyut kailim shemaschu b'birchus yetzor. The b'rayim ha'be piyut shlomein ha'brocha. The piyutim over there talk about Yisrael Mitzrayim. They talk about different things. They're not really connected to the brocha at all. So it's better to say them before you start b'birchus yetzor. So, it's not a hefsik in the sense of that's also to say it, but you discuss something else. So you're mashia kedelik merkula. So even though b'riyevet it's not a problem because you could have went weiter. It's not a case of earnest. So with chachil you should try not to be mafsik like that. So if Birchus Kriyasha normally takes from Boruchu to Shemoneh Esrei, it only takes 10 minutes. And the Schatzin gets up and starts, you know, saying this long piyut. So it's a long piyut to start with, and the Schatzin is extending it with his chazanas, etc. So next thing you know, you spend 10 minutes in this endeavor, which is the time that you could have finished all the Birchus Kriyasha normally. So that's a problem. You forgot, you don't go back. You should say it with them. This is all the piyut that were said, but Tzibur, not B'yachid. So it's a problem you have, the people following the chazan. So the chazan says the whole brach out loud. Then he says, Slach the goy kadosh, we have kadosh, hakela kadosh. And everybody responds. They're not supposed to respond before they start Birchus Kriyashma. They're supposed to respond in the middle of Birchus Kriyashma. So they have to say the bracha, bracha to Hashem, l'kenem al-chalam yitzor, v'rechoy, shechazish, shalom yitzor, kol, and then say, slach l'gar kadosh. What happens is they don't do that. They basically, and sometimes they don't even say it at all. They just go and they just pick up from there. So what we didn't tell is that we put up a sign that everybody should say along with the chazan. Say the bracha along with the chazan, then you don't have that problem. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah writes an introduction to Simach Samotes. Simach Samotes is the dinner being Paras al-Hashma and the Erev Lifnei HaTeva. So let's see, maybe we can just at least get the introduction in. Inyan Priestess Shema. So the more mentions the concept called Priestess Shema. Some people do, some people don't. Priestess Shema, Nikra Miris Borchu Shano Armim. We say an extra Borchu. Bishvilam Isachrim Lava the Basic Knesses. So because people come late and they miss their first Borchu, some people have a minute, they say Borchu again. Achar Gemara Siyam Tvilas Shmoneser Belachash. After completing Shmoneser. And they would say it after they, before they said Chazar Shashat, they would say it right there. They don't say it before Chazar Shashat. They say it after the Kaddish Basra. If they want to say another Kaddish and a Baruch Hu, they have to say Psukim. The Beis Yosef clearly was the Afim Erishal Bo Adam the Beis Knesses Acher Baruch Hu. Nobody came late. Alpikein Eimad Doctor Gimakach. They wouldn't, you know, take that into consideration, and they would say Baruch Hu again. The Vad Mishabosas Yomim Tovim, except not on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kedisa Shom, like he says over there. You know, let's hold it here. And we'll, I don't want to run through this.